I'm Talking, episode 359 for March 2nd, 2025. This is Joel from the I'm Talking Microcast, where I share my thoughts on a topic that has piqued my interest this past week. This week, we're talking spread. So in general, I would say that the word spread is common enough where you might not need a definition, but because of its commonality, it has a lot of different types of uses. And I was just thinking off the top of my head, some of them, like when it comes to sandwiches, where you might spread, you know, something, almost like a condiment or whatever. Or maybe in the sense of sports, where you talk about a score of a game and what the spread is going to be. Maybe you talk about news and how that might spread to many different types of people over different types of media. Or maybe you might think of illnesses or sickness that will spread amongst people who spend time together. You might think of arrest, where the officer says, spread them. And, or maybe they don't do that anymore. I don't know. It popped into my head. Or maybe you think of food on a table at a party where, wow, they really put together quite a spread. And because of those myriad types of uses, it creates a challenge for those of us who call ourselves Christians. It might be a bit of a stretch to say that because spread has so many different uses that it's a challenge for Christians, but let's start with where the word comes from in the verse that I had this week, and it's from Romans 5:12 that says, when Adam sinned, sin entered the world. Adam's sin brought death, so death spread to everyone because everyone has sinned. So right there in the middle, it says spread to everyone. And so I think the challenge that I visioned in that is, it's almost like the illness where you say that spread. This sin is a sickness. It's an illness. It's something that separates us from God. And what people don't seem to recognize is that it spreads, that without the power of the Holy Spirit, it's very difficult to control sin. And even with the power of the Holy Spirit, if we choose not to lean on Him, it's hard. But in the verse, it says that death spread to everyone. So no one is immune from this sickness, and the results are terrible. It's talking about death. We'll probably talk more about that next week. But it is a sickness, an illness that spreads to everyone. And I don't think the world believes us. I think that they feel like, well, I'm not as bad as that person or whatever. But this says spread to everyone. No immunity is granted. And so as Christians, and through the power of the Holy Spirit, because we're not going to convince anybody of anything, the first thing people need to know is that they're sick, and that sickness that has spread throughout the universe, throughout the world since the creation of Adam and his sin, is resulting in death and eternal separation. So those are the challenges that we have when we use the spread from Romans 5:12. Until next week, this is Joel from the I'm Talking Microcast.